This is Waiting for a Star to Fall, from a script by Hermasok. What did you wish for?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. You're just standing by yourself out here in the middle of the night, looking at the stars. And when the falling star passed overhead, you closed your eyes and made a wish, didn't you? So I was wondering what you wished for.
Well, technically you're right. Telling someone what you wished for is a sure way to invalidate the wish. But if I guessed what you were wishing for, it would be okay if you told me if I was right, don't you think?
Let's see. You're out here, all by yourself, on a night like this. It's a very romantic location and a romantic thing to do. But you're here by yourself. So, maybe it isn't too much of a stretch to guess that you were wishing for a woman. Even one just to be with for tonight. Oh, you don't have to tell me if I was right or wrong. I can tell it from your face. And your wish is why I'm here in the first place. You see, I'm the falling star.
Oh, in your world they look like meteors. That's just science taking the fun out of things. Sometimes it's just one of my kind passing through your sky. We need the power of your wishes to carry us through to the next world. We grant them as best as we can, then we move on. So now it's up to me to grant that wish, in whichever way I can.
Don't be shy. Wish granting is our thing. It gives us pleasure and purpose, and helps us to get where we need to go. And it's so rare that one of us can take on actual human form and get a chance to interact with one of you. My kind lives for so long that time becomes meaningless, but without a physical body it is filled with so much boredom. So if you'd like to spend the next hour or so engaged in mortal sex play, I would hardly be upset. At least, if that's your wish. This body was taken from your desires, so it should be pleasing to you. It looks to be about your age, or perhaps a little younger. My mind is far older, but still quite young for my kind. So please, let us help each other. Let us entertain one another. I've passed through your world several times now, and this is the first chance I might have to have sex. Who knows when I might get the chance again? You could choose another wish and help me pass that way, but I rather have my heart set on fulfilling this one. If you need further convincing, I can dispose of this dress with just a thought. I wore it just so my appearance would be less of a shock to you. And truth be told, when I've never had a body, clothing is a bit of a novelty. The feeling of silken thread against silken skin. Oh, and that feeling of fabric rubbing against bare nipples. I will miss not having nipples when all this is over. And this dress as well. I would miss it more if it weren't a barrier between us. But now it's gone, and there are no barriers between us anymore. Except for the clothes you wear yourself. I can't make those disappear like my own, but I can help you remove them almost as easily. It's a beautiful night out, and the only covering either of us needs is your body on top of mine. Now we're both naked. Please, keep looking at my body, if you don't mind if I look at yours. Your body is as new and intriguing to me as mine is. I'd love for you to teach me more about how both of them work.
Let's start with the lips. Kissing seems like such a silly thing when you're looking down from far above. It doesn't seem to serve any real purpose, but you humans enjoy it so much. Now that I'm a human, however briefly, I do want to try it.
I definitely like that. I definitely could get used to having lips and kissing and having a body, I think. But my lips are just one small part of this body. I should point out that I've never had breasts before either. Perhaps you could help me explore those too. Oh, yes, touch them, please. Squeeze them. Oh, yes, the nipples too. Just rub your thumbs over them and... And if you don't mind, use your mouth too. Oh, perfect. Just kiss the nipple and run your tongue over it like that. There's so much sensation in those small parts of my body. Yes, squeeze it in your lips. Let me take your hand. There's another part of me that needs your attention and is even more sensitive. Just run your fingers over it for a moment, up and down my slit. Can you tell how much I long for you? You can pull your fingers away and see them glinting in the starlight. That's what the thought of being with you does to me. But put your hand back. Find my most sensitive spot and touch it, please. Oh, just like that. Your fingers are already slick from my wetness. Now use that wetness to touch me there and make me even wetter. Yes, just a little inside of me. A taste of what is to come and how we will soon be joined. I have so much to experience in my time on Earth. Move it in and out of me just a little. And another finger, please? Here, I'll guide your hand. I'll use your finger to masturbate myself. Oh, this feels so good. If your fingers feel like this, then what will your cock feel like? I want to know so badly, but this feels too good to stop right now. I can rub my clitoris as you finger me, and the feelings are just so intense. I can't wait anymore. Bear me down to the grassy ground right now. I want you on top of me, so that I can look up at you and see you outlined against the starry sky while we make love. Cover my body with yours and protect me from the chill in the night air. Your body over me like a blanket, so very warm and comforting. But it's not enough to have you on top of me and pressed against me. I want you inside of me as well, so please don't hold back anymore. I've waited for so many of your lifetimes to experience this. So much bigger than your fingers. And so much better. It's big and strong and full of life, just like you. And it's in me, filling me up so well. Make love to me, gently for now. There are doubtless the eyes of many of my kind upon us now, watching from the ways between worlds. It's always an occasion when a wish is granted, but this is a special wish. It's so rare that one of my kind can take human form, let alone join with a mortal. I've never seen it happen. But I've watched so many of your kind doing this. But this, now that I'm involved, is like a beacon to my kind. They can all watch if they want, and I hope they do. Kiss me again, please.
It's so much different kissing you now that you're in me. I feel so much more alive along every inch of my body, but especially those parts you touched before. Oh, yes, caress my breasts again. Every part of me wants your attention, inside and out. You're giving me so much pleasure with your lips and hands and cock. I'll try to give you back as much as I can. This body is almost as new to me as it is to you, but I want to share every bit of what I know. Moving with you and against you, squeezing you, teasing you, pleasing you with every muscle I have. I don't think I can hold back anymore. This ecstasy is flooding through my body, threatening to drive me mad with passion. I've lived for so many millennia and been so many places. The only thing that matters is right now. The only place is here with you. I feel that moment coming. The one perfect moment neither I nor so many of mankind has ever experienced. I've waited for it since when humanity was still young, and I will not wait anymore. So please, make me come. We'll come together right now. Worth the wait. It's everything I wanted. More even. No, I cannot stay. It is not allowed. I granted your wish, but you granted mine too. We've both known a perfect love. But now that it's over, I have the ability to complete my journey and leave your universe. I will do so more sadly than I thought. Because as glorious as my world is, I've lived more in these minutes with you than I ever did out there. Even now I fade from your world. But I will travel again, and if you are outside, and make the right wish on the right falling star, I can be yours again.